You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time to link up for Is Missing That with Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson.
Morena Desley, it's nice to have you back on the show. How are you?
Yeah, morena. I'm not sure if it's too late to say Happy New Year. Maybe I should say Gonki Fatoi and Shinyao Kwa Le.
Nice. Yeah, well, definitely.
It's Lunar New Year.
Exactly. It is the Lunar New Year, so it definitely still counts as well for a Happy New Year type situation. It is really good to have you back. Plenty's been happening since we last spoke. Let's talk a wee bit about recycling, first of all, because this one's quite... an interesting change that's happening across the country, and it's been a long time in the making. What do people need to actually know about the changes that are coming into effect, Desley?
Look, I think they need to know quite a lot, actually, because the way we are recycling has changed, specifically what you can recycle. So, you know, the government put in these new national changes, which I think is very positive. But, you know, we have the big blue bin in Auckland, mm-hmm. and people are used to throwing all sorts of things in there that, you know, you would perceive as being okay to recycle. But in actual fact now, you know, that's been reduced a little bit just to help our contamination costs and things and to make life a bit easier. So I think it's positive, but what you can recycle... as normal, glass bottles, glass jars, make sure they're empty and clean, teal skin, aluminium cans, empty and clean. Now, this is where the plastic stuff gets a bit complicated.
I feel like the plastic stuff has always been kind of complicated for people. So I'm interested to hear what the thing is that people need to really be thinking about when they are putting things in the bin at the moment.
When they put plastic in the bin, they've got to look at the little triangle symbol and read the number, all right? Because if it's numbered 1, 2, or 5, that's fine. If it's not, and it's got any other number on it or no number at all, then it can't. I sort of feel that this whole stuff's got to be sponsored by Specsavers or something, because I was sitting the other night sort of holding it up to the light trying to see what the number was in between. To make it a little bit easier, and look, it's not. It's sort of large yogurt containers can go in, but the little bottles can't.
Right.
So it is, you know, a little bit challenging. You know, 2-litre ice cream containers, for example, or it's phrased by people who are eating a lot of ice cream at the moment, they're fine. Some of the, you know, bottle tops can't go in anymore.
Okay.
So look, the whole list is on the council website. I believe personally there's a lot more kind of in the education space. There's a lot of stuff on the council website. Please, if people could just take the time to go onto the council website and have a look and to educate themselves, because contamination is costing us a lot of money, $3 million a year in sorting and disposal, and we really do want to do the right thing and be a little bit better at this.
Well, speaking of environmental changes or things that concern the environment, I guess, central government is going to be scrapping the regional fuel tax by June. That is going to make some big differences for us here in Tāmaki Makaurau. What's I guess, the first concern, perhaps, that you have about this? Are you concerned about the scrapping of the fuel tax?
Look, yes. I mean, yes and no. The good news about scrapping the fuel tax is that the consumer, because regional fuel tax added another 11.5 cents per litre for fuel, right? And fuel, you know, is used by businesses, everybody across the country. So the good news is it's gone, and that should mean the pump is a little less challenging for those who have to use it. The downside is, of course, because Auckland Council's had that income, and I'm talking quite a lot, but, you know, the estimated, I think, $1.5 billion over 10 years, we've had about $900 million of it. Mm. We've got projects that funding is promised to fix, you know, things like the Eastern Busway, Lake Road, Rosedale, etc., Dunbar Road. So all of a sudden, not all of a sudden, because we did know that if the government got in, it would be one of their major things.
It's still a very big turnaround, it is. And as you say, big gap in cash for fixing some of those big infrastructure projects.
Correct. Yeah, so that's the kind of real challenge we have. So from my personal perspective, Rachel, I kind of don't mind that it's gone, but where I want, because I think that's good for consumers, but where I want the government to sort of say, right, we're taking it off the actual fuel tax, but this is how you can still develop those projects because our funding will help you in a different way. Or
and have you had any of those conversations yet with central government? Have they brought anything to Auckland Council that seems productive or helpful in that space?
Well, the mayor's role, he's handling all the government relations. He's having conversations with the Prime Minister, the Minister for Transport, Minister for Auckland, etc. Now, I'm not always party for all those the content. I quite often get a report post, but that's the thing I know the mayor's actually really focusing on. He's saying, well, you know, I mean, he's been quite vocal in his in what he said around the regional fuel tax, and I think it's because, you know, as a governor for Auckland, you plan, you have it. You've known that they were going to potentially take it away. I think the conversation is, well, how do we fill the gap?
And when we look at public transport in Auckland, this is a massive ongoing conversation. We can probably talk about trains with you next time because that's been another big thing this past couple of weeks in Auckland City. But, you know, we really do need to get public transport ramped up really quickly, and this sort of seems counter to that. Is it something that is being prioritised as a discussion inside council, how we really get public transport to be our big priority in this city?
Look, it is, and it's not only to be a priority, but it needs to be on time and reliable, and Aucklanders have to have confidence that it's going to be there when they expect it to be there, right? And yesterday was a prime example. You know, for months, the Eastern Line, for example, has been closed for trains, for train repairs, and what happened yesterday? They cancelled trains, you know? If we don't have reliable public transport, people will just be, you know, too scared to use it. We've got buses leaving kids behind because they're full going to school. It actually, you know, there are some serious, and I've actually, you know, got a note to the mayor about this, because it's actually, I think, and we're not even in March Madness yet. We've got pretty much 2 weeks to give Aucklanders that confidence and to really make sure that things are going to work properly before the university and the tertiary students hit next month, and it could be even, you know, worse. So look, it definitely is a focus for a number of people, including myself. We have to get this right.
Yeah, totally. Well, we will certainly be coming back to that topic, but just briefly before we let you go, Desley, what is happening around Tamaki Makaurau to celebrate Lunar New Year at the moment? I'm sure there's some great public events people can head along to.
Oh, there are. There have been already, and there still are. So it's pretty big in Auckland, noting that about 70% of the Chinese population in New Zealand live in Auckland, and I think at the 2018 census had about 11%. So we've got Vector Lights for the New Year coming up, 20th to 21st of February. The bridge lights with lanterns floating into the night sky, so that'll be really exciting. The big event still coming up, though, is the BNZ Auckland Lantern Festival. That's a showstopper event out at the Manukau Sports Bowl. 22 to 25th of February, it's a free, family-friendly and alcohol-free event. Over 500 huge handmade lanterns on display across 4 days. It'll be fantastic. Street school, stalls, food, cultural displays. It's just fantastic. We've also got in Queen Street, Fort Street, Albert Street in the inner city, we have the Lunar New Year lanterns from Wednesday the 7th till Sunday the 25th of February. Queen Street lights until the 25th of February. Lucky Cat neon lights in Derby Street. Look, it's just,
fantastic.
Lots of stuff to see. It's fantastic.
Lots of good stuff happening across the city. Well, it's really great to have you back, Desley. We look forward to talking to you again very soon, and I'm sure there'll be plenty more to get stuck into next time we chat as well. But in the meantime, thanks for speaking with us today, and we will see you really shortly.
Indeed. Ka kite. Thanks, Rachel.
Ka kite.
That was Is Missing That with Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.